Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Couple of things that I wanted to talk about this morning. There was an interesting article, and I couldn't agree more with some of the observations made by the authors of the article in NOLA.com this morning, and about the incoming administration of Helena Moreno. The article was written by Blake Patterson and James Finn, and it talks about how Mayor-elect Moreno is stepping into the role as the leader right now in advance of January inauguration ceremony, January 12th, actually. I will remind you that my birthday of January 11th, that I don't talk about very often, but I have here recently, is the last day of the Cantrell administration. It may be the best gift I've ever received in my then what will then be 68 years of life on this planet Earth, and I don't say that to be funny. I'm serious. I am dead serious, because this city has ended up in that proverbial overused word, defining moment, and it is, and we have an opportunity to right the ship, and I certainly hope that everyone gets behind the Moreno administration in doing so. Is she going to be perfect in everything? Absolutely not. I don't believe that she even thinks that. She understands the limitations that are out there. Will she make all the right decisions? Who knows? Probably not. Most leaders make mistakes. You learn from them. You don't dwell on them. You move on. You try and right the ship. And I think she has exhibited that for the major part of her political life. And that's why I think there was a strong following behind her. I, for one, thought it would be impossible for her to win in the first. I was wrong. I admit it. I just thought that there were a lot of headwinds to overcome, but she did it. And I think that's a testament not only to the manner in which she conducted herself during the course of her service on the New Orleans City Council, but the organization that she brought forward relative to her campaign. They did a lot of things right, and the others didn't do a lot of things and did a lot of things wrong. And that's an indication and emblematic of one's organizational skills, assessing the landscape, developing messaging, and more importantly, executing. And that's what this is really all about. But she's kind of in a little bit of a precarious position right now. She's not the mayor, right? So she's having to do things with multiple degrees of separation from being in the primary role and having the authority to act quickly and be decisive and make decisions on behalf of the city. She's very limited. But quite frankly, in the short period of time between the election and now, she's accomplished a lot. She's been able to move the needle as to how people are viewing the city of New Orleans before she has taken one official act, which is also a testament to her understanding this process, the pitfalls, and how to meander, and as Tiny Tim said, tiptoe through the tulips, because that's exactly what she's doing. And the only reason I bring that up this morning is that I want people to recognize the limitations that are there structurally for the incoming mayor. And I thought it was a great article by Blake Patterson and James Finn and kind of laying out the landscape a little bit of what the expectations have been and what people are already looking at. And unfortunately, many are looking at her as the mayor already, and she's not. And that's why I said this is kind of it's a tough position to be in, but she seems to be handling it well. And obviously, she drew upon her connections and understanding of Baton Rouge, the hodgepodge of politics that exists there, the different and varying ideologies, how they interact, how that construct works, and she's been able to meander through that. And a lot of folks on both sides of the aisle are saying incredibly positive things about the manner in which she has conducted herself. I think she understands not only the deficiencies of the city, I think she understands the challenges at Baton Rouge and has to come about and craft a compromise, a solution that's going to make sense moving forward, and one that's not going to have a chilling effect on her ability to govern, make nimble decisions, quick decisions, important decisions, as this city attempts to move forward. You've heard me say this before, and I'll say it again. We've got one shot at this. One. And we got to get it right. And, you know, we got to be deliberate, but we got to take our time. We got to do the appropriate assessment. It can't be a shotgun, scattergun approach. It has to be surgical in nature, backed up by data, and articulated and completely transparent to the public. And it'll be a win-win. Now, that may sound like a lot. That's either in your wheelhouse or it isn't, right? And just from afar, as having watched Helena's political career, I think all of those tools are in her wheelhouse. I think she's has utilized those tools over and over again, and I think that she has a comfort level in executing with the utilization of those tools. Can't say that about a lot of people.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Politics. You've heard me say you got to embrace the consequence. You can't fear it. If you fear the consequences, you end up in this state of inertia. You're not willing to make the tough decisions. You're not willing to consume political capital. What I'm hearing about what she's talking about, I'm very encouraged by it because I think she is going to embrace the consequence. Because I also believe that she is going to have to is willing to make those tough decisions. Does it mean that the landscape and the picture of city government remains static through her first four years, and if she runs for re-election and is fortunate enough to get re-elected 8 years? No, I think it's going to be very dynamic. And as revenues grow and efficiencies we're able to gain, I think it's going to be interesting to watch to see how these things change and what they yield, the results, and what does it mean? I think it's going to mean a climate of growth, a revitalization, a spiritual movement in many cases, because there's no doubt if you stop 8 out of 10 people in the city of New Orleans, we're down and out. I mean, that's what I hear. I talk to people all the time. I'm in the city a lot. I'll be dining in the city this afternoon. Can't wait. One of the restaurants that I think that's been recognized and looking very forward to it. And I my little bucket list is to hit every one of them. I've probably been to 80% of them, but I'm going to hit the rest. Because I want to help and celebrate their recognition, their success. I love to watch other folks succeed. It's the same way I feel about Helena Moreno. And I'm confident that we will. And I think one of the takeaways for me from Blake Patterson and James Finn's article is, you know, just keep in mind the difficulties, the challenges, the little bit of the predicaments that she finds herself in. It's natural to rally around the new leader coming in, but she's not going to be there for what, till January 12th, 2 months from today, right? 2 months from today, does she raise her right hand and take the oath of office as the new mayor leading the city of New Orleans? It's a long time through the holiday period. And there's a lot of things that have to happen on the front end. I hope and pray and that the Cantrell administration still will remain open and transparent in sharing information with the incoming mayor, because this is a critical time. The more that we can get out in front of these issues right now, the faster the recovery can be once Mayor-elect Moreno takes the oath of office. Now, that may be a lot to ask for of the incumbent mayor. If it were me, I would be doing everything. I would be sitting down with the incoming mayor and saying, what is it that you want me to do? What do we want to do? How can we create this landscape? And what plants do we have to plant? Where do we have to be? What do we have to do in order to make this transition seamless so that you can hit the deck running? And we get a lot of these things and this exploratory stuff and questions answered well in advance of you taking the oath of office. If this mayor really wants to leave a legacy, opportunity over the next 60 days to create a legacy of cooperation, collaboration, and a willingness to think out of the box and not be parochial or territorial relative to her 8 years in office, and forgive, forget, move on, and work in the best interest of those that live in the city of New Orleans. That would be a huge legacy to have, quite frankly. They don't always work out that way. We kind of play at these things a lot of times. But to give that person the opportunity right now would be unbelievable. And there are a lot of people independent of the political process that are involved in this at the present time that would immediately recognize it because of the political experience that they have and they bring to the forefront. They will see something that they've never seen before. Right? An incredible last-minute legacy item for the Cantrell administration. I'm hopeful. I hope she's listening. You could right a lot of wrongs in 60 days and set a template moving forward, because this is a critical period of time, a crossroads, a juncture that will make what our recovery would be from a financial perspective so much, create a higher likelihood of success in a shorter period of time. I guess that's the best way to say it. And you could legitimately brag about it. Legitimately. Because everyone would recognize it. No doubt about it. Maybe. We'll see. I mean, it may be asking a lot of someone, especially in light of a lot of the other difficulties that the mayor has going on at this same time. But the reality is, if you want to leave a legacy item, that would be one that I would suggest you work on right now. But we'll see. We'll see how this plays out. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us. When we come back, we'll visit with the folks from the Pelican Institute, the Institute Center for Energy Policy, about how coastal lawsuit abuse may be undermining Louisiana's economy, based on a report by Dr. Gavin Roberts from Weber State University. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.